Today we are getting the chance to visit with Maggie Stafford, talking about, I guess, Maggie, something we were talking, it's called Rescue River Efforts. We're not talking about the Mississippi. This is a dog that, I guess, has grabbed a few people's attention. Tell us a little bit of the background.
He certainly is. He was found by the river. So he has been aptly named River. And this was a dog that was picked up as a stray getting close to a couple months ago now, and was taken to a local vet hospital where they really thought he's got some bad teeth or some type of dental abscess. And when they went in to investigate, they couldn't get his mouth open. So they took him back for x-ray, where they realized that he had been shot in the head 3 times. So this is a dog who's wagging its tail, trying to get your attention, running around, but had 3 bullets lodged in his head, one at the base of his neck, and then 2 in his face that we then found out were kind of behind his jaw. So naturally, being dog lovers that we are, we got a call saying, you know, we've got this strange situation. Would you guys be willing to help us out at all? Nobody came forward to claim him. He was in pretty rough shape. He wasn't neutered, wasn't microchipped, had a lot. He was anemic from a pretty major flea infestation. So it's pretty clear that he didn't really belong to anybody, but had sadly kind of suffered this horrible act of cruelty, really. There was nothing else you can call it. So lots of locals have teamed up. We've gotten support from Animal Birth Control in Clinton, from Midwest Pets for Life here in town, to get him the surgery that he needed, that he actually had this past week, and then start his rehabilitation process. He'd never really been an inside dog, but he's got a great personality, and he's really a wonderful guy.
He came through the surgery okay, so now he's on the mend?
He did. Here in town, the bullet that was lodged in the back of his neck, they were able to remove that at Ambassador Animal Hospital, and they were so gracious to house him for over 3 weeks, take care of all of his medical treating, you know, everything else that they could do while we did some, you know, some fundraising and communicated with the surgeons out there at Iowa State. One of the things that is really kind of horrible that we learned when he underwent his operation this past Friday was that we couldn't find any entry wounds to his head here in town. We looked high and low. The other spot that he had been shot left a very distinctive scar, kind of a ring of scar tissue, a divot in the middle with no fur on it. He had none of those on his head, yet on an x-ray, we're seeing these 2 bullets in his mouth. And he could really open his mouth only about 1.25 inches. He had a fractured jaw from those bullets. And the doctors out at ISU determined that somebody had actually put like a pistol in his mouth when they shot him. So this was extremely deliberate. Somebody's intent, we're assuming, was to kill him. It's quite miraculous that that he was able to survive that. But those other bullets fractured his jaw. One of them kind of fragmented, and then there was another one that was still intact in there. So when they went in to do the surgery, they cleaned up his jaw joint a little bit, which they really think he's going to be able to regain full range of motion. And it was extremely infected around the bullet that was fragmented, and they needed to remove that first. And then as the hope was to get both of those, but as they went for the second one, he did start hemorrhaging during surgery. So the doctors made a call to leave the other one in place there. We were hopeful to get both out. They really feel like it'll be okay. And clearly it was the bullet that had been shattered into pieces that was causing these recurrent mouth infections and a lot of pain around that joint. So he still has one left in there. But he's doing so much better than he was.
I get the part that says, you mentioned fundraising. Now maybe that's where we can get into what the public can do to help.
Yes, we've got some fun. If you're somebody who likes to ride, if you've got your motorcycle, we are going to be having the Rescuing River Fun Run. And it is going to be on August 16th, and it's starting at 10 a.m. They're saying kickstands up by 10:30. There is not any pre-sign up. But we do ask that riders be over 18, and they will need to sign a waiver. And they will be starting at the Shell gas station at 1320 17th Street in Fulton, Illinois. If you go to River's Facebook page, and a lot of people are probably still letting all this sink in, you know, if they want to see some photos of him, follow what's happened so far, and follow the rest of his recovery, they can go to facebook.com/rescuingriver, or you can even just search Rescuing River, and that will pop up, and give his page a like. And all the details that I'm sharing about this fun run will be on there as well. It's $20 a bike. There's going to be a stop for lunch. And then we're also having a gift card raffle. So people will have a chance to walk away with some fun things as well, but nothing too big that you have to carry home on your bike.
And if somebody wants help and maybe they're not a motorcyclist, you'll still take any donations or any other car.
We will. There are some local to the Clinton area. We have some donation banks. There's one at Buddy Gourmet on Main Avenue. There is one at Ambassador Animal Hospital on 2nd Street. And there is one at the Comanche Veterinary Clinic in Comanche, Iowa as well. So those are all places you can drop a donation. He does have a GoFundMe. We were able to, you know, get his kind of his first surgery covered. He's going to need some follow-up care. He'll be starting, he's coming home this afternoon, and then he will be going to the Quad Cities on Thursday morning for some laser therapy. He's got a lot of swelling and some what they call cryotherapy, cold therapy for his face. They entered kind of under his chin and below his eyes. So he's feeling a little rough right now, but we're keeping him medicated safely and happy. So he'll have those expenses, and then as well as some chiropractic care. The amount of trauma from those bullets hitting his head has really left his neck and things kind of out of line. He doesn't quite sit with his head up straight like he should. So we're going to do everything we can to get him put back together and be a healthy, happy dog.
What about searching for somebody who did this? Is that part of your efforts, or you leave? Is that part of the Rescuing River program?
You know, there's really, it's been everything we could do to keep several mobs under control. People are so infuriated about this, and so are we. We do know roughly what type of firearm the bullets belong to. But other than that, he had probably been on the run for a couple of weeks before he was picked up. And the people who found him just thought, I mean, he was just bugging people that were out trying to camp, being a friendly dog. They had no idea, you know, that this was the kind of trauma he had incurred. So certainly if anybody has any tips, they are welcome to contact us, as well as the Clinton Police Department or the Clinton County Sheriff's Department. But there's not a whole lot for us to go on. We have no way of knowing whether it happened near the area that he was found or an exact timeline. But there have been, you know, some strange reports over the summer of dogs going missing out in the county. Somebody did this deliberately, whether they, it was their own dog, or a dog that they essentially kidnapped or, you know, found running, or whether he was a stray that was, you know, getting into somebody's chickens or something. You know, we really have no idea. But certainly if anybody has any information, they're welcome to contact us. Our first priority was to get him feeling better and get the medical care that he needed. Certainly if any opportunity arises to pursue looking for the person responsible for this, we'll definitely go with that. We've had a few tips come in that, you know, we need more information to move forward on.
Hey, Maggie, if somebody wants the information, is the Facebook page the best way to go?
It is. Yep. All the information is on there. And so, you know, if you don't have Facebook, ask a friend, pull it up. And it has all the details on his recovery so far. And we'll be sharing all the information about how his rehabilitation progresses as well.
I thank Maggie Stafford for coming in to visit about Rescuing River.